Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Nikki Harkins, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My husband, Jason, and I have been members of Mountain Brook Baptist Church for 30 years. We have two daughters, Taylor, who's married to John and has our first grandson, Will, and Coley, who is married to Scott. We are so thankful that they are also all members at Mountain Brook Baptist. Jason and I lead out the newly married class called the Grace Group. They have been such a blessing to us. If anyone is looking for a class, we would love for you to join us. In this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Wednesday, January 1st. Happy New Year! I'm reading from John 12, 27 through 50 from the New International Version. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up. We have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light. When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet. Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they could not believe, because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Yet at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. For they had loved human praise more than praise from God. Then Jesus cried out, whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. If anyone hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge that person, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. The very words I have spoken will condemn them at the last day. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know that his command leads to eternal life, so whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say. Thanks for listening along as we read God's Word together. The title of my devotional is Children of the Light. This passage contains some of the last words of Jesus' public ministry. In John 1, we see that he is the light for all mankind and has been since the beginning of time. Jesus now warns his audience that he, the light, will not be with them much longer. They should believe in the light while they have the light, so they will become children of light. In other words, if we continue to close our eyes to the truth, eventually we will not be able to walk in the light. In verses 37 to 43, we see a paradox. Even though Jesus has come to be the light of the world, he is hidden from some. In spite of seeing all of the miracles, many of the religious leaders and other Jews refuse to believe, and so their hearts are hardened. This is a tension between God's sovereignty and our human responsibility. We believe that God is in control of all things and holds all things together, and we also believe that we all have been given the choice whether to follow Jesus. We even see how God works through unbelief for his glory. The religious leaders' refusal to believe will lead to Jesus' death on the cross, to the offer of forgiveness of our sins through his shed blood, and to the hope of eternal life because of the power of the resurrection. So how do we make sure that our hearts are not hardened? I'm reminded of the times I've lost power while just beginning to dry my hair. As soon as the power blinks back on, I run to continue drying it, just in case the power goes out again. I have no idea how long the power will stay on. We should have that same urgency when given the opportunity to accept the light of Jesus while we can. So what does it look like to walk in the light? Rather than being like the religious leaders who saw the signs and the work of Jesus but refused to believe, we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, turn from deliberate sin, and respond now before it's too late. The good news is that God gives us all a chance to know His glory. John 6:40 says, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. He is also not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. So let us hold on to this promise, glorify Him in all we do, seek the truth in His Word, and walk in that truth. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for sending your Son to die for us so that we can believe in Him and no longer walk in darkness. Help us to feel the urgency to share that light with others as we live a life that is pleasing to you as children of light.